The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, leaves for New York tonight to represent Australia at the UN Security Council meeting on Iraq and Syria. Mr. Abbott says the threat of returning foreign fighters from the conflict is a global one, and Australia stands ready to join the international coalition to fight Islamic State militants. Even so, Australia was not involved in today's strike on Islamic State targets in Syria. National security is still dominating the political conversation despite the opposition's efforts to switch the attention back to the budget. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Outside Parliament House, the police presence is intensifying. Officers with sniffer dogs have been joined by colleagues carrying large automatic rifles, all happy to pose for the cameras. It's part of a very visible boost to security the government's ordered in response to chatter about specific threats to Parliament. Inside the building, senators began debating the first batch of proposed updates to Australia's intelligence and security laws, where the Green Senator Scott Ludlam was waiting for some promised amendments from the government.
If this bill was trivial, that would be bad manners. But on a bill as important as this, I say you are treating us with contempt.
At the coalition's joint party meeting, the Prime Minister invited his backbench to raise concerns about Australian troops being involved in Iraq. The ABC understands three warned against deploying ground troops, and Senator Cory Bernardi also said he didn't believe the public would accept a long-term commitment. The government's final decision on the extent of Australia's involvement in Iraq will come after the UN Security Council meeting later this week.
The meeting in question has been convened by President Obama, who estimates that there are now some 15,000 foreign fighters operating with terrorist groups in Syria and Iraq.
Tony Abbott and his ministers used the start of question time to keep the attention on matters of national security, repeating the government's key messages.
So this problem needs to be tackled both here and abroad, and that's why, Madam Speaker, Australia stands ready to join an international coalition to disrupt and degrade ISIL's operations inside Iraq, to remove this magnet, for potential terrorists from around the world.
The opposition heard those statements in silence, but again used its own time to try to put pressure on the government over the budget, asking questions about health, welfare and education. At the end of question time, the opposition leader Bill Shorten sought to draw Labor's themes together.
Given that the Institute of Health and Welfare has exposed the government's pathetic excuses for the GP tax to be false, given that New Zealand doesn't withhold support for the unemployed for a month, as the ministers tried to claim, given that the UWA has confirmed there will be $100,000 degrees under this government, will the Prime Minister now admit that Australians are paying a high price tag for his broken promises, and what are you going to do about it?
Let me reassure the Leader of the Opposition that this government made a series of commitments to the Australian people prior to the election. That we'd scrap the carbon tax, that we'd stop the boat, that we'd build the roads, we'd get the budget back under
There'll
control.
There'll be silence
and, Madam
all round.
Speaker, that is exactly what we are doing.
And that sums up the opposition's dilemma. Despite the government's struggles to get key budget measures through Parliament, the government doesn't appear to be troubled by questions of domestic politics. And there's still plenty to focus on when it comes to national security. As promised, the government has, late this afternoon, released the second batch of new laws designed to deal with the threat of foreign fighters. As expected, the bill will give the government powers to declare certain areas banned zones, allow control orders to be imposed in more circumstances, and streamlines the process for preventative detention. The bill will also make it easier for security and police agencies to investigate and prosecute people supporting foreign conflicts. But with an explanatory memorandum that runs to almost 230 pages, there's a lot of detail to be considered, and quickly. It'll be referred to a committee, but the government wants the bill voted on by the end of next month.
Naomi Woodley.